Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Now, let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from quarter rock to all the fill material, plus all the expertise to do it for you. The JV game just running down right now. 20 seconds left to play. The Cavemen are way out in front, 53-28 over the Roseburg Indians. Varsity getting underway in just about 15 minutes right here at the Heater Newman Gym, ladies and gentlemen. Now, during our pregame here, special guest tonight sitting in, a voice that you hear primarily in the mornings on KLDR Radio. Welcome, Cassie Callis. Do you remember basketball?
I do. When I was in high school right here.
Now, you were alum.
Yep, Grants Pass High School. I'll see they're playing my song right there.
There's the fight song. Everybody coming to their feet right now.
Exactly.
You can stand up if you want. That's what everybody does. With a fight song, Cassie is into it. Cassie, you had a special journey here tonight, a special task.
I did. Actually, one of our fantastic sports sponsors, Abby's Pizza, wanted to show their appreciation to you, Chuck, and covering live sports and keeping it active in the community. And so they had me swing on by, and I brought you this delicious pepperoni pizza from Abby's, which just happens to be the special for the month spice up your weeknight or celebrate your victory.
Oh, get the giant.
Abby's has you covered. Yeah, how was it?
It is good.
It is very good. It smells amazing. The smell is even a little distracting.
It is good.
Love it. Love it.
Abby's Pizza. Thank Abby's very much. They've been with us all year long.
Yes.
And have been for years.
Yes. Community sponsors.
They host us football for their Craven Quarter. Great sponsors.
Absolutely. We definitely thank Abby's tonight.
Now, any suggestions or any predictions for the game tonight, Cassie? I know you're a real basketball aficionado.
Such a basketball aficionado. Actually been following the Cavemen thanks to you. And I know that they have already had two victories over Roseburg this season.
Yes.
So tonight, looking for the third. And I kind of feel like, you know, the crowd's starting to fill in as the varsity is getting ready to take the court.
They're coming out of Abby's Pizza and headed here.
That's it. The band is amped up, and I just got a good feeling for Big Blue tonight.
Oh, okay. Now, when you were here, you were in that very band.
I was in that very band. That's why I never missed a basketball game, because I was in basketball band. But I was interested tonight to find out that they're actually on the opposite side of the gym where we used to be set up.
You just dated yourself, sweetheart.
Yes, I know. That's okay. But it is so great to be back in Heater Newman Gym. I mean, really, it's a beautiful facility. It gets everybody amped up, and I'm sure that we're in for a treat tonight with the Cavemen.
Oh, should be a good one. We talked with the head coach earlier, and we'll have that to interview for you momentarily. In the meantime, we'll take just a little break. We'll be right back after this word from Robco Incorporated.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Setting the scene here for you. All right, Cassie, you're a scene setter. You can tell people what's going on in front of you. What should people expect to see when they walk into Heater Newman Gym today?
Well, a great crowd, and actually, it looks like they have the gym all decorated tonight in support of their Sparrow. When we first walked in, Chuck, there's this big banner that says, "We love Jesse," and I said, "Well, who's Jesse?" I mean, I love Jesse. He's my husband,
I know you.
Right?
But you're prejudiced.
Yes, yeah. That's right. But it is their Sparrow, and they have it all decorated in Toy Story theme. You've Got a Friend in Me, To Infinity and Beyond. It looks like chaos out on the court right now, but I know that both teams are just warming up. We have Roseburg to our left, Grants Pass to our right. Right now they're warming up on the side towards the big gym. The crowd is starting to fill in, and I just think that, I told you, it's like electricity in the air and the smell of Abby's. This is the best night ever.
With pepperoni pizza. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Nate Olson after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
after today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time out for word from our head coach, Nate Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Andor Airmen. And coach, first of all, everybody healthy and eligible.
Brandon Young's sick, so he won't be playing tonight.
So Young is out. All right. That's Kurt. Who's going to take his place in the starting lineup?
Deadman will probably start for him.
Okay, so Deadman will start for him. He's not in uniform at all?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Get him the vitamin C that we've been providing for Dredder.
That's right.
Second word is Kingston Conley. What's his progress so far?
Still working through it. No timetable still. Still just kind of, ramping him up day to day on, offensive stuff. Stuff that's more predictable and then trying to get into some deep stuff where it's read and react. So, and just kind of seeing how it comes along in those, after those days. Just checking with him.
Okay. How's his conditioning?
I'm sure it's not great, but it's okay. He's actually been able to run for a while, so he's been running up top. So he's been doing some sprints. I don't know how many, how long he could do that in a stop-start sprinting style, but it'd be okay.
Guessing a timetable at all, coach, want to do that?
I would say maybe aiming for senior night would probably be a good idea.
All right. Well, we'll cross our fingers and hope for that. In the meantime, you've got the Roseburg Indians tonight. You've beaten them twice fairly significantly. Is there any chance your team could be complacent coming in tonight? Could you look past these guys?
I'm sure we could, but I sure hope we're not. I've been telling them, they played Sheldon last week, and it was like, 103-84, but it's an 8-point game in the fourth quarter, so they're playing confident, scoring some points. So a team, they said, let a team get going a little bit and get some confidence. That could be, not a good remedy. So we've had our discussions about it, so if we come out, play hard, set the intent early.
So you've got their attention?
I hope so.
All right. We'll talk more about that when we come back right after this word from the Indoor Airmen.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airmen. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, you've got their attention. You're focused again. The Roseburg Indians, do they present any specific problems for you or difficult situations?
They want to get up and down. There's not a lot of continuity of their offense. You're not quite sure what they're doing, which is super hard to guard. That number three kid shoots it real well, but the other young kids are starting to come along. Number five, number four, shooting it well. So, again, I think they play free, kind of that nothing to lose type mentality. So that can bring out a problem for you at times.
All right. How are you going to handle them tonight? Let's see. Last week you said we're probably going to slow it down and scored 44 points in the first half. So
I want to say we want to continue to play our pace. Again, watching film against that Sheldon game, they just got out and ran, and Sheldon ran with them again. And that's more their styles. So, again, I think we got to take advantage of our size inside, be patient, get ourselves good shots. If the points come like they did on Friday, that's great. We'll take them, but not always our intent.
Yeah, you're not talking about a real slowdown game. You're just talking about getting the good shots at a good time and not rushed.
Yeah, exactly. Again, they want to try to press you a little bit, so try to speed you up. So, yeah, not falling into that trap. Just, again, not taking good shots, not just a shot, I guess how we would call it.
All right. How are you going to defend against them?
We'll probably get up and press a little bit. I think we can overwhelm with our size and length with James and Caden and those guys up top. So that helps us, Grady. But again, try not to speed the game up too much. Just try to make their guards work, make them get in their spots, and really try to make Scott, make him earn his points. I think that's kind of the engine for them. They makes a lot, you know, it scores a lot. So if we can limit his touches, limit his easy looks, that's usually our game plan for them.
All right, well, Coach, best of luck to you tonight. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. There's a familiar voice I'm sure you're familiar with. Joining us for here just a bit tonight, Cassie Callis is on board. But before we get to that, I do want to add some comments about the Indoor Airman. They've got the modern energy solutions. They can help you save on your heating and cooling. They really deliver a healthier indoor environment. That's the Indoor Airman. Brought you the comments of head coach Nate Olson. Got to run down the starting lineup now from Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list, head to Farmers. They have it all, doors, windows, lumber, decking. Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Let me see. You want to run down the top five starters for Grants Pass? Cassie Callis?
Oh, boy. All right, let's
can
do
you
it.
Read, can you read that?
I hope so. Let's give it a shot.
Skip
here.
11 here.
Okay. So we have number 23, Jordan Rosetta. We have number 5, McKittrick. We have 00, James Taylor. Number 2, Weston Berg. And number 13, Caden Dedman.
Very, very good. Missing from that is Branson Young, who is out sick tonight. We'll run down the Roseburg Indians when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're ending, we'll run down Roseburg Indians. We have not confirmed this. What we have is the starters from the last game here. And you want to trade off on that, you get the first one. Number 3.
Harrison Scott.
And number 5 is Jaden Kimmerly.
Number 4, Tristan Frable.
And number 2 is Marcus Lobo.
Number 15,
Gannon Egbert.
Egbert, all right.
All right, that's who we expect to start tonight. Of course, there's always a game time decision for both the visiting team and the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, that's the starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Chuck Benson along with guest tonight, Cassie Callis, has joined us here from that other radio station. How do you spell that again?
KLDR.
KLDR.
Yeah.
Where do I find it?
98.3 FM, actually.
You're pretty close to 98.9.
Just the next button down. You'll find me every weekday morning.
There you go. All right. And Cassie certainly has delivered a pizza here, courtesy to Abby's Pizza Night for us. And thank you and Abby's very, very much. Keys to tonight's game. What key would you like to point out that needs to happen tonight?
Oh, Chuck, you are so asking the wrong person. Shoot they from the key.
They need to score more points.
They need to score more points. We want to see fast feet, good passes, defense, and solid shots.
Golly.
How's that?
I'm impressed.
No spelling H-O-R-S-E tonight.
I got to hit all those shots. Once again, the key is going to come down to a couple of things, and she just really nailed it for you. That's offense. Grants Pass wants to stay in their offense, not a slowdown offense, but they want to work the plan. They don't want to get into a running game, although that appears to be what the Indians like to do. Now, you heard head coach Olson mention the fact that right after we played Roseburg, let's see, Grants Pass beat them. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
73-33.
Whoa.
On their floor.
Whoa.
However, in the next game, the Indians put up 83 points.
Wow.
Against Sheldon.
Okay.
They lost, but they put up 83 points. And then against against South Medford, they put up 62 points.
So they're making shots.
They're making shots. They put up 59 points against South Eugene. It's 62. They lost all those games. So their defense is questionable.
Gotcha.
Their defense is questionable. So that's certainly the key for Grants Pass tonight is score when you have the opportunity and reverse that defensive pressure on them. In the very, very first game they played at the Christmas tournament at South Medford, Grants Pass came out with a belly-to-belly, man-to-man defense and took the game away immediately in the first 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And it was over at that point. Second game at Roseburg, they didn't do that, and the game was stretched a little bit longer. But once again, it was still a big win for Grants Pass, once again, by 30 points.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often at the high school level. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a little brief pause. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Of course, the key to the game really revolves around the players, and one key player, perhaps the key player for Grants Pass, the leading scorer, is the junior point or junior post, Jordan Rosetta.
Oh, yeah. He's multi-talented comes to sports.
Multi-talented. And as a sophomore, he's been here for 3 years already.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. And actually, I just saw, too, over 4.0 for that kid. So he's an athlete on the court, on the field, and in the classroom.
In the classroom. I saw that, yes, as a matter of fact. Now, let's point out that I had somebody come back and say, why aren't they posting him down low? And where as big as he is, he needs to be down low. And that's true to the point where when he is down low, though, because he is such a factor on the floor, he has drawn triple teams time after time after time. The opposing coaches want to take him out of the game. He's taken a lot of punishment early. So they have moved him out occasionally to give him some relief. And quite frankly, he can hit the three-point shot.
I actually just watched him shoot one here as they were warming up a few minutes ago. So he might be pretty dialed tonight, Chuck.
Well, turn around. Let's talk about free throw percentage. He leads the team in free throw percentage, according to my statistics, significantly, shooting well over 70%. And you can almost see him go through a regimen every time he steps to the free throw line. It's two dribbles, holds the ball. Spins it, two more dribbles, holds the ball, one more dribble, a deep breath, knee bend, follow through to a single point.
Well, you know, when you practice the same way that you play and you have that routine, it really does start to show off.
Well, you sound like you've got some athletic background.
I've played some sports in my day.
Oh, and what sports were those?
Well, when I was younger, I had played volleyball, and then I also played softball.
I was going to say, you were a softball player, weren't you?
I was a softball player, yeah.
For the Cavers?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed it. And, of course, also, I mean, being in marching band, too, that is extremely athletic. You know, I was even thinking about that where football team does daily doubles. The band does daily triples.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we got in trouble, we had to do this thing called celebrate. It was either push-ups or sit-ups. And so there was a lot of celebrating. I was pretty strong back in the day.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, but I've always been a big fan of sports, all sports at that. And so getting to sit here with you for a minute here tonight is a big treat, Chuck.
And I know you're certain on KLDR and certainly one of our sales staff also, and any particular sponsors you'd like to shout out to tonight or on our sports program?
Well, absolutely. Of course, the Insurance Lounge. This whole coverage of the game is a presentation of them. They are our title sponsors this year. They really stepped up in a big way. And so thanks to the Insurance Lounge. As we always say, it is insurance simplified. And, of course, we can't go without saying thank you to Abby's for this amazing pizza. Now that you're fueled up and spiced up and ready to go for the game.
Black Flag.
Oh, and Black Flag Armory. Love those guys. So, you know, whether you're an athlete on the court or the field or out in the outdoors.
Out in the outdoors.
Black Flag kicking
pheasants up in the stubble fields.
That's
or chasing down that 7-point buck in the hills.
Oh, man. That just, yep. Now I'm distracted, Chuck. Oh, I'm thinking about
calm
hunting.
Calm down. You're on the radio. So behave. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been having some fun tonight. I want to thank Cassie for coming by. Cassie, we appreciate you very much.
Chuck, thank you. And I better get out of here so you can do real work, my friend.
Real work.
Yes. I don't want to mess up your mastercraft because you are the best.
What threw me is work.
Right? It is fun. It really is fun.
Don't tell the boss this is fun.
My bad. Rookie mistake. I'll pull that one back.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be back with the tip-off or the introduction of players after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Pep Band has struck up the fight song right now. Home fans on their feet, clapping their hands. Sparse crowd tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Tuesday night, but come on out. If you can't come on out, stay close to your radio. It's going to be a good one tonight. We're going to have some fun here at 1270 Radio. Right now, we're getting ready for the announcements, sportsmanship announcements, and the national anthem. So we'll pause on our coverage. We'll be right back after this 90-second caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at abbys.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
National anthem being played by the Grants Pass. Pep Ed. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And we're about ready for the introduction of players. Harrison Scott being introduced for the Indians. Tristan Crable, number four. Number five, 6'2", senior Jaden Hammerley. And number 11, Preston Sprague getting the start tonight. That is a bit of a surprise. And number 15 is Gannon Egbert. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, once again, we expect Young is not in the lineup tonight. He's not in uniform tonight. Word is that he has got a little bug. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the Grants Pass Caveman, double zero being introduced. James Traylor. It's Branson Young who is out tonight. Traylor, a 6-foot sophomore. Great leaping ability. He's cat quick. And his scoring is really beginning to blossom at 12 points in the last game. Number two being introduced is senior Weston Berg, 5'8". A bulldog on defense. You don't want him nose-to-nose when you're trying to handle the ball. Number five, a scorer, Grady McKittrick, comes in, the 6'2" senior. Had senior leadership on the floor. And number 13 getting the start tonight, Caden Dedman at 6'1" in place of Young. And that leaves just one, and that's 6'5", Jordan Rosetta, wearing number 23. Once again, averaging just over 15 points a game. And he is walking out with Jesse, the favorite Sparrow of Grants Pass High. And that's who all of the decorations are for tonight. He is their chosen Sparrow tonight, young little Jesse. And he is enjoying it. Wow, he is pumped up, and he's meeting the starting five. They've all huddled around him right now as the pep band hits up the fight song. Student body on their feet, as are most of the home fans on their feet also. It's a great night to be associated with Caveman basketball here at Heater Newman Gym. We'll be right back here Friday night too, folks. It'll be South Eugene here Friday night, so that four home games in a row, that's really a treat for these Road Warriors who have been Road Warriors most of the season. All right, move to the center of the court right now. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. We're at center court right now, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Rosetta squaring off against, I believe, Sprague at 6'5". They're even and controlling the basketball. Was controlled by Rosetta, but stolen by the Roseburg Indians in the backcourt right now. Number three, Scott, has the basketball. Drives the left-hand side. Shot is up and good. And the Indians have the early lead, 2-0. Traylor brings the ball down for the Grants Pass Caveman here. Their first offensive possession. Drops it in the backcourt to Rosetta. Up quickly across the line to Dedman. Right back to Rosetta between the circles now. So Rosetta looks down low. Drives off to the left-hand side. Hands the ball off to Traylor. Traylor to the free throw line. Penetrates, goes all the way up to the glass. Off, no good. Rebound, take it down. Stolen by Traylor. Right back to Rose underneath the basket. Lays one up, that's good, and we're tied at two. Long pass down the floor, and a whistle stops the action. A traveling call against the Roseburg Indians on the inbounds play. That was created by the pressure of Weston Berg. So we're just underway, 2-2, and once again, looks like a high-scoring night today at the pace that it's begun. Inbounds play from the sideline just in front of the Roseburg bench to the corner right inside to McKittrick for three. It's off. No good. Rebound given back from Rosetta. Given inside to McKittrick. Laid one up. Wouldn't go. Rebound by Kimmerly. Lead pass up quickly for the Indians to the free throw line. Scott with the basketball out front to Kimmerly. Kimmerly drives to the right-hand side, and an offensive foul called on Kimmerly. He'll pick up that first infraction of the night for anybody. And the Caveman will get the ball inbounds just in front of their own bench in the backcourt. Caveman going left to right. They're driving. Their basket is on the high school side of things. The pass and a kickball. Pass went off the foot of number three, Harrison Scott. Got to be Grants Pass ball inbounds now in the our side, but we've got McKittrick in the backcourt along with Berg. So Traylor gets the ball in quickly to Dedman between the circles, left-hand side to Berg, back out front to McKittrick. Top of the key then to Traylor. Right-hand side, down low to Dedmon. Quarter right-hand side. Wants to work the baseline, can't do it. Loses the basketball, chases it down right front court. Back over to Berg. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor, wing left-hand side, looking for a cutter in the lane. Can't find one right now. Goes down low to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass, lays one up and in. And Rosetta's got four in the Caveman lead for the first time tonight. 6:31 to play, first period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Ball out front right hand on the drive. Roseburg Indians put the ball down on the floor. Shot is up and good. And we're tied at four as Frable found a lane that he gets through. Tied at four once again. Traylor with the basketball. Sees a trap forming at the half-court mark. Throws over to Berg, right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Rosetta. Out front to Traylor. Left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick begins to direct traffic. Calls Berg out front, top of the key. Man-to-man pressure now by the Indians. Left-hand side then to Dedmon on the wing to McKittrick. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, works hard inside. Goes in with the shot that's checked. Gets the rebound right back. Goes right back up. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, shooting two. And the foul called on number 11, I believe, Sprague. So that's the first on Sprague, second team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. Once again, Rosetta steps into the free throw line, hitting 71% of his free throws. There's two dribbles. Holds the ball, spins it. Two more dribbles, one more dribble. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend, follow through, shot is up, and good. And Rosetta has five. The Cavemen have five and lead by one, 5-4. One more shot coming for Jordan. There's the dribbles. All right, there's the deep breath. Deep knee bend, shot is up. Good. Two for two for Rosetta. He's got six in the basketball game. So do the Cavemen. It's 6-4. Stolen away in the backcourt by Dedmon. Pass left-hand side to Berg. Spins. Gives it back inside to McKittrick. Hard to the glass. Won't go. McKittrick rebounds. Puts it back up and in. And McKittrick gets his first two of the basketball game. And the Cavemen have the full court pressure right now. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Indians are not trapped. And again, that traveling call on number four this time, Frable. So the second traveling call forced by the Caveman pressure in the backcourt. Inbounds play coming from the sideline, the west sideline. Traylor make the play. Goes into the corner left-hand side to McKittrick. Then down low again to Rosetta. Rosetta plays this one off glass about 3 feet in front. And he's got 7-8 in the basketball game. It's 10-4. Grants Pass leading. Harrison with the basketball comes into the forecourt. That's Scott driving to the right-hand side. Between the circles now. Flips the ball right-hand side. Way out front. Caveman staying at man-to-man defense. Now front man drives the right-hand side, and an offensive foul on the Caveman, and I'm not sure which one this is going to go for. Goes on Berg. So Berg will pick up his first infraction of the night. First team foul for the Caveman. Inbounds play for the Roseburg Indians coming from the west sideline. Halfway between the end line and the timeline, and their first substitution is Trey Brown coming in. He comes in for Frable. Inbounds play immediately goes to Brown. Brown right-hand side gives the ball up to Scott. Scott gives the ball right back to Egbert. Egbert drives right-hand side. Back out front to Scott for three from the top of the key. It's way off, no good. Rebound fought for and finally controlled by Rosetta as Berg goes to the ground. He was fighting for it also at 6-5 against 5-8. 6-5-1. Shovels ahead now to McKittrick, right-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Traylor between the circles. Traylor slides to the right-hand side. Shovels down low quickly to Dedmon. Dedmon wing right-hand side. Gives a cut inside to Berg, and Berg puts a shot up that was stuck between the backboard and the rim. Foul called on number 10, Brown. His first third team foul on the Indians, and at the free throw line right now is Weston Berg, and Weston Berg is 1-for-2 this season. Shot is up, rims, and out. Not this season, through the games that I've been able to add in here. We didn't make the trip to Reno. Shot is up. This one's short also. 0-for-2 from the free throw line for Berg. 10-4 the score. Grants Pass by 6. 4:36 to play on the drive. Here comes Scott for the Indians. Flips it right-hand side. Pass stolen away by Traylor. Lead pass out quickly to Berg out in front of everybody. And he is tripped up. Protects the basketball. Gives it to McKittrick, who was trailing. Right back left-hand side to Rosetta. Kicks it outside to Dedmon for three. It's off. No good. Traylor rebounds. Gives it right back to Rosetta, who puts it up and in. And Rosetta's got 10 in the first 4 minutes. 12-4 the score right now. Into the forecourt, right-hand side. Brown with the basketball. Moves off to the wing, right-hand side. Shoulder to shoulder with Berg. Hands the basketball off. Man tries to attack along the baseline. Can't do it. It's cut off. Loose basketball rules free on the right-hand side. Whistle stops the action. Diving for it was Berg. And I think Berg has just picked up his second foul. So Berg picks up his second team foul. And quickly onto the floor comes Bronx Ely. He'll be known as Bronx. So Bronx in, Berg out right now. In the backcourt, Scott with the basketball. Comes up to the timeline. Working against a caveman in the zone defense. Now ball comes left-hand side to Kimberly. Kimberly tries to go to the baseline. Cut off. Stolen pass. Stolen away by Rosetta. Way out in front of everybody. Lays it up. And it's blocked out of bounds. Great move by number 11, Sprague, trailing behind him. Sprague at 6'5". This is going to be an interesting battle to watch these two go at it tonight. It's going to be caveman ball inbounds from the inline. Bronx is over to make the inbounds play. And slaps the ball. Caveman go into their shuffle. Ball comes right-hand side to Dedmon. Corner right-hand side. Dedmon wants to attack. Gets in the paint. Pumps once. Kicks it left-hand side to Bronx. For three, it's good! So Bronx comes off the bench. Finds three for the Cavemen. It's 15-4. Timeout by call by the Roseburg Indians. A look at the scoreboard with 3:44 to play. First period, it's 15-4. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. 15-4 the score. Grants Pass leading as play is about to get ready to be resumed. 15-4 Grants Pass over the Roseburg Indians. It's going to be Indians ball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor, as the Cavemen now show full court pressure man-to-man. Dedmon is over in order to contest the inbounds play, but he's giving him lots of room, 10 feet anyway. Everybody else is one-on-one. Inbounds play does go in the backcourt quickly to Scott. Scott puts the ball on the floor. Trailer picks him up face-to-face as he comes across the timeline, out between the circles now. Looks for a pick, can't use it, goes to the right-hand side. Flipped over to Dedmon, back out front quickly to number 11, Sprague. Sprague with the basketball, right-hand side man, drives to the baseline, puts a shot up that is checked from behind by Trailer. And Trailer turned to look at the official. I'm sure the foul's going to be called on Trailer this time. I'm sure. Let's see. That is the call. So Trailer will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. Third team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. Going to the free throw line, number 15 is Gannon Egbert. And in the one game that we've seen him, he is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And now he's 1-for-3 as he misses the first one. One more shot. Dedmon getting a little breather, and Gerlitz checks into the basketball game for the Cavemen. One more shot for the Indian. That's shot is up and good. So he's 1-for-2. He's 50% from the free throw line playing against the Cavemen. Rosetta in the backcourt with the basketball, sees a trap forming, throws over it quickly to McKittrick. Scott Rooms launches the three, it's just off, no good. Rebound taken down by Gerlitz, who's just on the floor, flips the ball out front quickly to Rosetta, left front court. Rosetta bumped a little bit by Sprague, moves off the right-hand side, drops the ball off to McKittrick. McKittrick between the circles now goes to Trailer, left-hand side, left corner, then to Bronx. Back out front to McKittrick, high post to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, looks down the paint. Comes, looks for help, kicks the ball right hand side, get it in the paint to Bronx, but he's stripped of the basketball and coming down the floor. Whistle stops the action at midcourt. And Rosetta, trying to get that basketball back, draws the foul. That's his first of the night. Rosetta, who is always in the mix of things, is one of the leading foulers on the team, but quite frankly, with all the contact that he's been in, you'll be amazed at how low his fouling total really is. Inbounds play comes in the backcourt. Brown with the basketball in the backcourt. working shoulder to shoulder against Bronkins all the way down the floor. Kind of floats one up, missed everything into the hands of Rosetta Lee. Pass out to Traylor. Traylor into the paint, lays one on glass, and it's good for Traylor. Traylor has his first two, and it's 17-5. Inbounds play lobbed into the backcourt, logged into the forecourt to Scott. Scott hard to the glass for the Indians. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Bronk. Bronk, three-on-three situation. Drives right-hand side, cuts in the paint, and a whistle from behind. I mean, that official was standing back at the timeline. Foul on number 10, Trey Brown. I did not see it. That's the second on Brown. Kimmerly checks out for the Indians, and Marcus Lobo checks in. He was a starter in Roseburg. Ball goes left-hand side to Traylor from the inbounds play. Hands the ball off to Rosetta on the wing, left-hand side. Bullet pass down low, looking for Gerlitz on a cut. Couldn't quite catch up with the basketball. It goes back to the Roseburg Indians. 17-5 the score. Grants passing control right now. 2:15 to play, first period. Inbounds play comes to Scott. Into the forecourt for the Indians. Little head fake, little shake, and Bay comes back. Floats up a 10-footer, left-hand side, won't go. Rebound taken down by McKittrick. Lead pass out to Bronk, left-hand side to Traylor. Hard to the glass, lays one up, and it's good for Traylor. He's got four in the contest, and it's 19-5. Scott brings the ball down for the Roseburg Indians again, left front court. In between the circles, drives the right-hand side. Looks for a lane, can't find one. Traylor surrounds the ball, flips to left-hand side. Almost intercepted by McKittrick, slapped the ball out of bounds. Deadman checks back in. Traylor gets a little breather. Little different rotation with Young out tonight with some sort of little bug. 19-5 the score. Minute 47 left to play here in the first period. Back to action right now. Ball out front quickly to number 15, Egbert, with the basketball. Drives left-hand side to Scott. Scott wing left-hand side. Out front quickly to Sprague. Sprague, top of the key. Shot is up from there and misses everything. I don't have to tell you what happened there. You can hear the home fans. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Deadman to McKittrick. McKittrick comes down, and Rosetta moves into the backcourt to take over. Comes across the timeline, left front court. Moves off to the right-hand side. Has the ball slapped away, and a foul called on number 11, Sprague. So Sprague reached in on him. So Rosetta's already got two fouls on Sprague, and he's the closest man that can match up with Rosetta. So two fouls, and that's the fifth foul. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line again. Two for two. He's got 10 points already here in the first half, first period. That's the second set of dribbles. They're the last single. Deep breath, deep D bend. Shot is up and good. He's got the regimen. Number four checks in. That's Frabel. Coming back to the floor after a little breather for the Roseburg Indians. One more shot coming for Rosetta. Second set of dribbles. The single. Deep breath. Knee bend. Shot is up. Good. 12 points for Jordan Rosetta of the Cavemen's 21. It's 21-5. Inbounds play finally gets in the hands of Scott for the Indians. Shoulder to shoulder with Bronx as he comes into the forecourt. Drives left-hand side looking for a lane. Floats one up from the wing, left-hand side, about 10 feet out. No good. Rebound to Bronx. Bronx comes back 2-on-2 and lays one up. That is good, and Bronx has 5 points in the basketball game. A 2 and a 3. It's 23-5. Down the right-hand side, Scott with the basketball. Bullet pass down low, goes out of bounds. Nobody touched it. Grant's pass ball inbounds. The Cayman controlling everything right now. 1 minute left to play here in the first period. It's 23-5. So Ely gets the ball in the backcourt to McKittrick. Back over to Ely. Ely up to Deadman right at the timeline. Flips the ball over to McKittrick in the forecourt. Right back to Deadman. 48 seconds on the clock. 23 on the shot clock. Down low to Bronx. Turns a shot up. No good. Rebound. Rosetta pumps once. Goes back to the glass. It's good. And Rosetta dominating right now with 14 points of the 25. 25-5. 36 seconds left. Scott has the basketball in the backcourt for the Roseburg Indians, shoulder to shoulder again with Bronx. Bronx with him stride for stride. Tried to drop the ball off. He thought he had a trailer. It was really Deadman who was trailing him. Ball out of bounds off of Deadman, but it's Roseburg ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor. They'll put a picket line across the free throw line. Back left-hand side quickly. Ball comes in to Lobo. Back out front quickly to Frabel. Frabel drives. He finds a seam. Kicks the ball right-hand side. Shot is up and good. By number 14, that's Gavin Michael. His first two, 25-7. Rosetta with the basketball, drives right-hand side, kicks it back to McKittrick, elevates for three. It's good! McKittrick has five at the buzzer. It's 28-7 at the end of the first period of play. We'll be back with the second period right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
I wanted to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, first period brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Moser Paving, thank you, Jay Moser. Second quarter now getting underway, brought to you by Black Flag Armory, fully stocked ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories, and suppressors. They're suppressor experts right now and can dot all the I's and cross all the T's for you and give you every chance to be the best that you can be with your firearms and all of the safety needs that you need. Black Flag Armory, our second quarter sponsor. 28-7, 8 minutes left on the clock here in the second period. That means it hasn't started yet, folks. We get carried away sometimes. They may carry us away sometime. Caveman will put the ball in play to start the second period on the alternate possession rule, and Traylor will make the inbounds play from the half-court mark. He's got Rosetta in the backcourt. And it looks like man-to-man pressure by the Roseburg Indians here initially. Traylor has the basketball and almost uncontested to Rosette in the backcourt. They pick him right at the timeline as he drives in, hands the ball off to Traylor on the wing, back out front quickly to Dedman, right-hand side, then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz to Traylor on the cut, goes hard to the glass, tries to kiss it off glass, no good. Rebound controlled by number 14, Michael. Michael in the backcourt gives the ball up quickly to Scott. Scott on the drive. He's cat quick with the basketball. Moves well with it. Looks for help, kicks the ball back out to Frabel. Frabel drives right-hand side, gets a pick, can't use it, though. Gives the ball right back to number 15, that's Egbert. Egbert drives left-hand side, gets the ball down low, man spins, wants to go up with it. Ball slapped out of his hands. And finally, a caveman picks it up. That's, once again, it was Bronx to Traylor coming down the floor. Whistle stops the action. I think Traylor's going to the free throw line. So Michael will pick up his first and going to the free throw line is James Traylor. Traylor, about a 60% free throw shooter. I have him 9 of 15 from the free throw line. Shot is up and rims and out. One more shot coming for the young man. Already has 4 points in the basketball game. Deep D bend. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound Indians, long pass out quickly to Frabel. Frabel gets a man up in the air, goes up with a shot, and is fouled by Dedman. Dedman will pick up the infraction. And going to the free throw line number 4 is Frabel. Tristan Frabel, in the time that we've seen him, is 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So, again, a 50% free throw shooter. 28-7 the score right now. Early moments of the second period. Shot is up and good. So he gets two. He's got 4 in the basketball game now. In the backcourt, it's Dedman back to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball, sees the trap forming, flips over the trap, gives it back to Rosetta, all the way down on the baseline. Gerlitz down below, puts a shot up, won't go. Rebound Rosetta, bumps one up, flips one up and in, and Rosetta. Now with 16 points in the basketball game, 6:50 to play, second period, 30-9. Grant's passing control on the drive, right-hand side. Ball stolen away by Traylor. Came and pick it up. It's 4-on-2 break. Traylor slows it down, gives it to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass, backhanded layup, won't go. It was too easy that time. Scott with the rebound brings it right back down. Ball slapped away out of bounds by Traylor. Outlet picked up by Bronx. Out in front of everybody. Bronx hard to the glass, puts one up that is off, no good, and a whistle stops the action. They're going to call a foul on the Indians again. A little frustration showed by the Indians right now. Foul on number 2. That's Marcus Lobo. That'll be his first, second team foul this period on the Indians. And going to the free throw line is number 1, Bronx Ely. I have Ely 2 of 3 from the free throw line.
in the games that we've seen. So on the floor for Grants Pass, McKittrick is back in, Gerlitz is in, Dedman, Bronx, and Traylor. Rosetta getting a little breather. Shot is up from the free throw line, hits front of the iron, off, no good. Lead pass up right hand side. On the attack, Roseburg Indians from the baseline. Three footers up, off, no good. Rebound controlled by Traylor. Puts the ball on the floor quickly on the run. Reads the floor. Kicks it right hand side to Dedman. Dedman shot, no good. We'll go. The follow, though, is good by Gerlitz. So Gerlitz comes off the bench and finds two for the Cavens. It's 32-9 right now. Frabel in the forecourt, right hand side. Driving, looks for a lane, goes all the way, floats one up, off, no good. Foul going to be called, I believe, on Bronx this time. As the official comes to the sidelines, we'll confirm that, and it is confirmed. That'll be his first second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. And going to the free throw line is Mr. Frabel. Two for two so far tonight. Shot is up and good. Three for three. He's got 5 points in the basketball game for the Indians. He's their leading scorer. He's got half of their total right now. 32-10 the score. One more shot coming for Frabel. Shot is up and good. Traylor gets the ball inbounds uncontested to McKittrick in the backcourt. McKittrick calling a play as he slides down into the forecourt, flips it right-hand side then to Traylor. Traylor left-hand side to Amaya now. Amaya drives right-hand side, almost loses the ball, penetrates, goes to the right-hand side, spins, reverses, shot is up, off, no good. Long rebound comes out quickly to Michael. Far into the floor, Scott misses the layup, rebound taken down by Traylor again. Traylor protects the ball coming down into the forecourt, right-hand side. Kicks it up on the wing, then to Amaya. Amaya back to McKittrick. Cuts into the lane. Shot is up, and player control foul called on McKittrick. The shot went up, went through, but it won't count because of the foul. So McKittrick will pick up his first infraction of the night. Third team foul on the Cavemen here in this period. 32-11 the score. Inbounds play uncontested by the Cavemen now in the backcourt. Ball comes to Frabel. Frabel walks it down. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Wants to drive by McKittrick. Can't do it. Caveman in a 2-3 zone right now. Ball right-hand side over the Indians. They give it to Kimmerly on the baseline. Kisses one off glass. It's good. Kimmerly, big guy at 6'2". He's wide in the shoulders, too. Traylor brings the ball down. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick. Wing right-hand side on the cut. Gives it inside to Gerlitz. Back right-hand side in the corner. Trying to get the ball to Amaya, but Amaya had already made the cut outside. Ball goes out of bounds. And it is going to be a Roseburg ball inbounds from the end line. Far into the floor for them. And the official has the ball in his hand coming back. The officials are conferring. Two of them are just in front of the Roseburg bench. I don't think we have competing calls, do we? It is still Roseburg basketball. I think that's what they wanted to talk about. Inbounds play comes into the backcourt to Mr. Frabel. Frabel brings it down with Harrison Scott on the sideline right now. Frabel in the forecourt goes right-hand side. McKittrick picks him up, slides him off under the corner, left-hand side. Gives the ball down to Kimmerly. Kimmerly working against Traylor. That's an interesting matchup, too. Shoulder to shoulder. Traylor, very strong. Ball goes right-hand side. Flipped out front quickly to Michael. Michael with the basketball, left-hand side. Ball then in the corner, right-hand side. Again, shot is up and good for three from Kimmerly. Kimmerly with 5 points in the basketball game. 32-16. Ball right-hand side to Traylor. The Cayman coming right back on the attack. To Dedman. Then to McKittrick, left-hand side, then to Maya. Back out front to Gerlitz for three. Rims and out, no good. Rebound inside. Pushing foul called inside. Amaya came up with the rebound. He's the smallest man on the floor. I think he's going to the free throw line. Foul called on Lobo. So Lobo will pick up his second. That's a third team foul on the Indians this time. It's going to be Traylor's ball inbounds from the end line. Grant's pass is into the floor. As the Cavemen put a box around the key with Rosetta back into the lineup now. Ball comes left-hand side quickly in the corner to Gerlitz. He wants to attack along the baseline. Drops the ball right back, though, in the corner to McKittrick. Out front to Amaya, back to McKittrick. Wing left, back out front to Amaya, top of the key to Traylor. Traylor looks left and right. High post, the ball comes to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, gets around the right-hand side. Hard to the glass, shot is up and good. And it's been all Rosetta all night.
18 points here in the first half, 3:46 to play. Ball down the right-hand side. Head fake by Frabel on the outside. Comes the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Lobo. Lobo back to Frabel. Frabel for three, left-hand side. Draws the foul from Amaya. I believe that's the case. That's the call. So Amaya picks up his first foul, fourth team foul on the Cayman, and going to the free throw line is number four, Tristan Frabel, who is 4 for 4, 6 points so far in the basketball game. If he's that good a free throw shooter, he's not the one you want to foul. Now he's 5 for 5. Deadman is back in, and Amaya is remains in. Deadman was already just traded rebounding spots. Shot is up this time and good. 6 for 6 from the free throw line for Mr. Frabel. And because it was a three-point shot, he's getting one more. Shot is up. Off, no good. So he's not perfect. Rebound trailer. Outlet quickly to Rosetta. Left down the left-hand sideline. Flips the pass up quickly to Amaya. Back of the wing. Out front then to Trailer. Trailer slide down the left-hand side. Bounce pass inside to Rosetta. Works along the baseline. Lays one up and in. And Rosetta can't miss inside right now. He's got 20 points here in the first half. 36-18. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Kimmerly. He wants the three. This one rims it out. No good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Outlet comes to Amaya. Amaya down left-hand side. Lead pass up to Deadman. Left-hand side. Wants to penetrate. Gets the free throw line. Spins away. Shot is up off glass. And it's good for Deadman. Deadman's first field goal tonight. 36-18. The Cavemen have the lead. 2:53 to play. First half action here on KAJO Grants Pass. Frabel drives left-hand side. Hands the ball off to Kimmerly. Right-hand side then to Sprague. Sprague shoots. Goes over Rosetta and wins that battle. That's the first field goal tonight for Sprague. 38-20. Grants pass by 18. 2:35 to play. Trailer into the forecourt. Now goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Left-hand side then to McKittrick for three. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound into the hands quickly of Sprague. Sprague flying down the floor. Right-hand side. Goes all the way hard to the glass. Going with him is Rosetta. And lost the ball out of bounds. Good defense by Rosetta. No foul. Grants pass gets the ball back. He went high with him. Ball came out of bounds off of Sprague. So Rosetta gets the ball inbounds to Trailer in the backcourt. No pressure there. Walks the ball down now, getting some instructions from head coach Nate Olson. Walks across the timeline right at center court. Right-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks out front. Top of the key then to Trailer. Trailer right-hand side. Shovels to Deadman right front court. Looks left-hand side. Then comes back right-hand side to McKittrick in the corner. Gets in the paint. Good move. Look down low for Trailer coming from the corner. Was, I think, foul going to the bucket. Foul going to be called on number two this time. Again, Lobo will pick up his third. He's come off the bench, picked up three fouls real quickly. Fourth team foul on the Indians. It's going to be caveman ball inbounds from the end line. McKittrick was fouled before he got a shot up. Deadman makes the inbounds play. Down low to Trailer. Little alley open. Trailer puts it up and in. And Trailer's got six in the basketball game. 38-20. Ball in the hands of Scott, who's back on the floor now for the Roseburg Indians. Gives the ball up quickly to Sprague. Top of the key, working against Rosetta. Almost loses the basketball. Comes back left-hand side. Deadman tried for the steal. Can't get it. Ball in the hands of Frabel. Frabel outboxes him. Drives the baseline. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound taken down by Deadman, who kind of got embarrassed. He got caught flat-footed. And Frabel went right by him. Ball left-hand side then to Rosetta. Out front then to Trailer. Trailer top of the key. Left-hand side to Amaya. Amaya gives the ball up to McKittrick. Right-hand side, then to Trailer. Trailer out front. Deadman fakes, drives, goes all the way, lays one up and in, and Deadman gets his second field goal of the night. He's got four, and it's 42-20. Inbounds play in the backcourt. He gets token pressure by Deadman. Ball goes right-hand side to Scott. Scott in the forecourt, right-hand side. McKittrick picks him up, tries to drive by McKittrick. McKittrick takes him to the top of the key, shovels left-hand side in the corner to Kimmerly. Kimmerly drives the baseline, kicks it right-hand side to Sprague, puts it up and in. And Sprague gets his second field goal of the night. He's got four, 42-22, 40 seconds left here in the half. McKittrick walks it down, 39 seconds, 30 on the shot clock. So there'll be a little time at the end of this play on the drive. McKittrick all the way, lays one up off fast. Too hard, won't go. Rebound to the Indians. Kimmerly has it. Lead pass out to Scott, right-hand side. 23-foot, three-point, and he buries it. So Scott has now 5 points in the basketball game. And the Cayman come back again. 19 seconds on the clock as they cross the timeline. They give the ball to Rosetta out front, top of the key. Rosetta with the basketball, gives it up to Traylor. 11 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. Traylor out front, double team, kicks it to McKittrick. Launches a three-point attempt. It's just off, no good. Rebound comes down low to Rosetta, puts it up and in, and Rosetta buries it. And at the end of the first half of play, it is 44-25. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everybody, at the half. It is 44-25. Grants Pass leading the Roseburg Indians. Grants Pass led 28-7 at the end of the first period. We're actually outscored in the second period by 18-16 to make it 44-25 right now. The Cavemen scoring came on 19 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 4 of 10 from the free throw line, 40%. Not good. But we'll get to that later. Whistle for 8 fouls the Cavemen were compared to 9 fouls against the Roseburg Indians. Indian scoring came on 8 field goals, 2 3-pointers. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw line. That's 77.7%. So that's how the score, team scoring went. We'll run down individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Run down the individual numbers. First of all, I've got to share with you what's going on here because people are having a lot of fun here. They have a little halftime free throw shooting competition here from the leadership of the high school and senior class. But because they have a special night here for the high school's chosen Sparrow, and whose favorite movie is Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear taking some free throws. Just a fun night here. Peter Newman Jim. Anyway, back to numbers at hand. Coming off the bench for the Roseburg Indians, Gavin Michael, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Trey Brown coming off the bench, picked up a couple of fouls. In his starting role, Preston Sprigg, 2 field goals, 4 points, and 2 fouls.
Also a starter, Gannon Egbert, comes in. Is 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 1 point, no fouls. Off the bench, Marcos Lobo picked up 3 fouls real quickly. And a starting role tonight, Tristan Frabel is their leading scorer with 8 points on a field goal and 6-for-7 at the free throw line. Once again, 8 points. He's their leading scorer. No fouls. Now, Jaden Hammerly has a 2 and a 3 for 5 points and a single foul. And Harrison Scott has a 2 and a 3 for 5 points and no fouls. Now, we'll run down the Grants Pass Caveman right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Running down the numbers now for the Grants Pass Caveman. Abisai Amaya came off the bench and picked up 1 foul. Preston Gerlitz came off the bench, picked up a single field goal. He's got 2 points, no fouls. Bronx Ely came off the bench, was a real factor. It has a 2 and a 3, 5 points. Missed 2 free throws, has a single foul. He has 5 points. Caden Dedman, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Weston Berg, 0-for-2 from the free throw line and 2 fouls. James Traylor, 3 field goals, missed 2 free throws, 6 points, and a single foul. Grady McKittrick, a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 points and a single foul. Now you're ready for this line in the first half. Jordan Rosetta has 9 field goals. He is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. That's high math, folks. That gets him up to 22 points, 22 of the 44 the Cavemen have on the scoreboard. It's 44-25 right now. The Cavemen lead the Roseburg Indians. We'll be back with the third period right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard to find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen just now coming back out on the floor with 2:20 left on the halftime clock here. Once again, the Cavemen leading 44-25. We'll be right back here at Heater Newman Gym this Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. The South Eugene Axe will be in town, and that should be a very, very good competitive basketball game. So we expect to see a full house here. A sparse crowd tonight on hand. We've got to tell it like it is right now, but it's a Tuesday night, and people have work schedules. We certainly understand. We're glad you're home listening to the radio. 44-25 the score here as we get ready to get the second. The Indians just out of the locker room also. So both teams out and ready to contend as the floor being swept right now, getting it all clean and ready for competition. Once again, 44-25. We'll be back with a tip-off right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. We're getting ready for the second half of basketball here at Heater Newman Gym tonight. And there's the fight song being struck up as we get ready for more competition here tonight. Should be a good one so far, at least if you're a Caveman fan, once again leading 44-25 here at the mid-break. Four home games in a row for the Cavemen, who have been road warriors all season long, but four home games in a row. See if the Cavemen can put together a four-game win streak right now. Three in a row. Could pick up number four tonight. Pick up number five Friday night against South Eugene. We'll see that happen here. Third quarter going to be brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Service. We tip our hats to Kelly's Automotive, located in Grants Pass in Medford, where they service your vehicle, but they take care of you. And as a matter of fact, I'll be stopping by Kelly's Automotive first thing in the morning to pick up my hobby car. They're taking good care of it. Alternate possession rule. Wait a minute. Okay, it is going to the Roseburg Indians, I believe. On the floor for Grants Pass, Deadman, McKittrick, Traylor, Rosetta, and Berg. Same starters for Grants Pass. I believe the same starters for the Roseburg Indians as we're just about ready to get back to action. As number 15 is over, Egbert will make the inbounds play in the backcourt to Scott for the Indians. Brings it across the timeline. McKittrick comes after him. Uses a pick, drives the right-hand side, elevates 18 feet, in and out, won't go. Rebound, McKittrick hits the floor on the run and slows it down, lets the traffic clear. Late pass up to Deadman between the circles. Deadman moves off the right-hand side as the Cavemen flood the plane. Kicks it left-hand side. Screen is set up. Shooting over the screen is McKittrick and missed the three. Rebounded by Sprague in the corner. Gives the ball off to Scott for the Indians. Comes back down the left-hand side on the wing. Bounce pass down low in the corner to Kimmerle. Kimmerle bounce pass out front. Picked up, kicked it right-hand side to Frable. Frable drives along the baseline. Double team and called for the travel again. That's the third traveling call on the Indians in this basketball game. Traylor to McKittrick in the backcourt to put the ball in play. Going right to left across your radio dial now. Back to Traylor. Drives into the forecourt quickly. Kicks the ball out front to McKittrick. Left-hand side to Berg. Wing left. Looks for a cutter. Back out top of the key to Rosetta. Rosetta left-hand side then to Deadman. Deadman out front. Telescoped that pass and it was picked off. Ball comes out front then to Michael. On the drive right-hand side. Sprague lays one up and in. So Sprague gets his 6 point and the Cavemen come out a little lethargic right now. Ball out front to the hands of McKittrick. Drives, head fakes. Makes contact, but doesn't go down. Gets the ball to Deadman. Back out front to Traylor. Traylor, high post to Rosetta. Bounced. Great pass down low. Couldn't capitalize, though. Loose basketball picked up by the Indians, and it comes right back to Frable out front. Moves off to the right-hand side. As the ball slapped away by Deadman. Out of bounds. It'll be Roseburg ball inbounds from the end line in between their bench and the scorer's table. Inbounds play comes out front. Crable almost loses the basketball, but retains it. Kicks the ball back left-hand side to Egbert. Egbert gives the ball up to Scott. Scott from 23 feet again. Rattles it in and out. Won't go. Rebound in the hands of Rosetta. Puts the ball on the floor himself. 6 minutes to play. We're in the third period. Cavemen basketball and KAJO. Lackadaisical defense gives it to Traylor. Drops it off to Rosetta. Rosetta puts it up and in. He's got 24. Down the right-hand side. Here comes Scott for the Indians. Left-hand side on the wing. Hands the ball off. Almost stolen away by Berg. Slows things down as Kimmerdale. That's Frable with the basketball. Drives right-hand side. Gets in the paint. Backhanded layup is up and good for Frable. So Frable has 10 points in the basketball game, and it's 46-29. Traylor with the basketball out front now. Goes back right-hand side to Berg. Berg wing right. Kicks the ball out front to McKittrick. McKittrick head fakes. Bounce pass inside to Rosetta. Hard to the glass. Backhanded layup is up and good. He's got 26 points in the basketball game coming down the right-hand side. It's Scott with the basketball for the Roseburg Indians. Is bumped pretty good by Berg. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Roseburg ball inbounds from the inline. And Berg will pick up, I believe that's his third of the night. That's the call. And Berg will pick up his third. Two in the first, one here in the third. Inbounds play from the inline as they put a screen down the left-hand side. They came and break that screen. Ball way out front, though, to Egbert. Egbert, left front court, wants to drive, gets in the paint. Elevate, shot is up, good, off, no good. Rebound, Berg puts the ball on the floor himself, drives down the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Traylor out front. Take the low post then. Traylor shovels right-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. Grady looks for a cutter. Top of the key then to Rosetta. He's got room, didn't drive. Gives the ball right back to McKittrick. McKittrick double-team, kicks the ball out to Berg. Right-hand side then to Rosetta. Bounce pass down low to McKittrick in the corner. Right back to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Deadman along the lane. Out front then to Berg. Kind of a half hook up, won't go. Rebound taken down by Sprague. Leads the break all the way, 3-on-3. Goes hard to the glass, too hard to the glass. Dropped it. Deadman comes back. It's a 4-on-2 break, leads it out to Berg. Berg lays one up and in. And I think we were trying to get Berg some points, and he did. He's got two. 50-29 right now. Grants Pass still leading the basketball game. Scott brings the ball down the left-hand side for the Indians. Ball out front. Lobs it right-hand side in the corner. And timeout called, I believe, by the Roseburg Indians. 50-29 the score, 4:26 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
We apologize. The official signal for a 30-second caveman timeout, but at any rate, we're right back to action that quickly, and the Indians did pick up a field goal on the inbounds play. Caveman back on the attack there into the floor. Traylor in the corner, left-hand side, brings the ball out to the wing, left, out front, right-hand side, then to Deadman. Deadman right down the lane, lays one up that's off, no good. Ball tipped out to Berg. Foul called on probably Rosetta, trying to get the rebound away from one of the Roseburg defenders. That's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his second of the basketball game. 50-31, 19-point lead for Grants Pass. And the Indians just keep cutting into that bit by bit. Scott brings the ball down the right front court now for Indians. Gets a pick out front. Shoots over the pick from 25 feet and nails it. He's got 8 in the basketball game. That's his second three. 50-34. He's a shooter, no question about it. Ball right-hand side to Traylor. I always have a hand in that man's face. Traylor right-hand side goes to Deadman. Back out front to Berg. Passed. Stolen away by Scott. Comes out all the way. Lost the basketball. Kicks it up. Off no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Berg. It'll be Roseburg basketball. Inbound. Thought they'd change their mind, but it is going to be Roseburg basketball. Bronx checks in, and Berg sits down. 50-34 the score. 16-point lead for Grants Pass. McKittrick in the backcourt comes up to the timeline. Flips it left-hand side to Traylor. Back right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx turns, drives all the way to glass, too high. Oh, puts it up and in. So Bronx gets his 7th point of the basketball game. Scott comes right back for the Roseburg Indians, right-hand side. Drives by Kimmerly, then shovels right back to Kimmerly. Kimmerly for 3, left-hand side. Hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound controlled by Bronx. Kicks it out quickly to McKittrick on the fly. McKittrick, 3-on-4 break, waits for have better numbers. Drives to left-hand side now. Hands the ball off to Traylor in the right corner. Then a low post in to Rosetta. Back to Rosetta, kicks it back out on the wing to McKittrick. McKittrick slides down to the baseline. Back to Rosetta for 3 from the wing, left-hand side. And he buries the 3. 29 points for Rosetta. One more, and it's a season high for the young man. Ball right-hand side for... Man drives the right-hand side. It's Scott all the way. Lays one up. That's off. No good. Tipped out of bounds, I believe, by the Indians. I would, from my vantage point. But the official says Roseburg basketball. Gerlitz checks into the basketball game, and Deadman sits down. 55-34 the score. Inbounds play for the Indians. They're under the floor. And ball flipped way out to Kimmerly, left front court. Kimmerly with a basketball, almost travels, drives right hand side, gets in the paint, elevates, 8-footer up off glass, won't go. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. He's mugged, but no blood, so no foul. So Rosetta slides down the right-hand side, back out front quickly to a trailer between the circles. Now Zakeman set up the offense. Right-hand side on the wing to McKittrick. McKittrick to the free throw line. Elevates from there. Shot is up, off, no good. McKittrick, ice cold tonight. Rebound Rosetta. Rosetta shot the ball down low, looking for McKittrick on a cut. He was there, but the pass was too high. Turns the ball over. 55-34 on the scoreboard right now. Minute 49 left to play here in the third. Caveman basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Token pressure with Bronx and McKittrick both in the backcourt. Scott brings the ball into the forecourt. A shoot from 28 feet. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Rosetta controls the ball as all the pressure falls back. Gets into the forecourt quickly. Left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz, a trailer. Trailer, wing left. Looks down low in the corner to McKittrick. McKittrick looks for a cutter inside. Brings the ball high post then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for a cutter inside. Turns it, takes the drive himself and draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line, I believe. Foul on number 11, Sprague. That's the call. So Sprague will pick up his third of the night. And Rosetta goes to the free throw line. 4 for 4 tonight. 29 points in the basketball game. This is the third time he's had 29 points that I've seen this year. Shot is up. Good. He's got 30 points. That's a new season high, according to my records, for Jordan Rosetta right now. 30 points here with a minute 19 to play in the third period. One more shot coming for the young man. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Follow through is up and good. He is 6-for-6 from the free throw line tonight. Inbounds play quickly for the Roseburg Indians against token pressure by Traylor and Bronx in the backcourt. Almost forces a turnover from Scott with Traylor's quick feet. Lobs the ball ahead and it goes out of bounds. Grants pass ball inbounds. Kind of flipped it up in the air. I don't know if he had a target there or not. If he did, it would have been number two, Lobo. Lobo couldn't get close to it. Almost bounced on the scorer's table. McKittrick into the forecourt for Grants pass with the basketball. Waits for someone to come after him, then comes back right-hand side, gives it the ball to Traylor. Traylor drives right-hand side. Corner right to Gerlitz. Gerlitz to the wing. Tried to get it inside. Ball kicked back out to him. Up top of the key, hands the ball off quickly to Bronx. Bronx drives right-hand side. Underhanded layup is good for Ely. That's 9 points for Ely, and I believe that's a new high for Ely with 9 points tonight. The previous was 8. Out front, Lobo with the basketball for the Roseburg Indians now. Shovels right-hand side quickly to number two, Trable. Number two is Lobo. Back to Trable. Trable drives, gets in the paint, has room, lays one up and in. So 12 points for Frable. Rosette in the backcourt with the basketball. Says time is about to expire here in the third period. Drives to right-hand side. Three. You can't hear it. Counted down. Shot is up from the corner. It's off at the buzzer. At the end of three, it's 59-36. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we move into the fourth period here. We'll remind you our fourth period brought to you by Abby's Pizza, who delivered us a great pizza to get our meal going right before game time tonight. Delivered by Cassie Callis. We thank her very much. She is the morning voice on KLDR Radio, our sister station. So, been a fun night here at Heater Newman Gymnasium, and I hope you've enjoyed your Abby's Pizza. If you get it at home, by all means, give them a call. They'll get one to you maybe before this game is over right now. Once again, Abby's Pizza. Give them 476-2133 is the number. 476-2133. Got it? Good. Right back to action. Kamen putting the ball in play on the alternate possession rule. Ball goes to McKittrick in the backcourt. Right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx with the basketball out front. Comes to the top of the key. Left-hand side to Traylor. Back out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz top of the key. Moves to the basketball. Right-hand back. Left-hand side then to Traylor. Traylor shovels right back to Bronx. Right-hand side. Bronx drives. Penetrates. Goes all the way. And I believe the ball slapped away out of bounds. Whistle stops the action. Kamen going to get the ball in bounds from the end line. And a foul called on Lobo. Fourth on Lobo tonight, and first team foul this period. 7:41 to play here in this contest. Ball left-hand side quickly to McKittrick. Attacks along the baseline, puts one up off glass. He can't buy one tonight, rolls off. Rebound taken down by Rosetta, and they're going to call Rosetta for a foul over the back of someone. That's his third tonight. Rosetta just put the ball on the floor, shook his head, and walks down the floor. Now they've got 31 points tonight. What do you expect from the young man? Out front with the basketball. It's Lobo with the basketball. Comes back right-hand side quickly. Lobo to Frabel. Back to Lobo to Frabel. Right-hand side. Frabel attacks along the baseline. Loses the basketball. Rolls free. Picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta looks around as the traffic clears. Brings the ball down himself. Crosses the timeline. Stops out front. Gives the ball right back to Traylor. Traylor then to McKittrick. Back right-hand side to Bronx. Throwing the ball around out front. Left-hand side to Gerlitz. Back out front to Rosetta. Top of the key. Back right-hand side to Bronx. Drives right-hand side. Too hard off glass. Bronx rebounds. Gets it right back up. This one is uncontested. He got it up and in. Young man has 11 in the basketball game so far. 61-36, a new season high for him. Ball left-hand side. Ball goes on the wing to Kimmerly. Kimmerly to the top. Pardon me, it's not Kimmerly. Kicks the ball right-hand side into the corner. Shot is up for three. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Out of the hands of Traylor, quite frankly. Rosetta's taller, longer arms. Ball right-hand side. Rosetta, free throw line. Gives the ball off to Traylor. Right front court. Back down low. Tried to get it to McKittrick on the cut. It was slapped away as McKittrick was being fronted by Lobo. Ball out of bounds. Got to be Grant's pass ball inbounds. As McKittrick gets a little breather right now. As let's see, we've got Gerlitz. Amaya is back on the floor. Traylor gets the ball in. Down low to Gerlitz. Gerlitz tried to put up a shot. Was clobbered. Rebound to both Traylor. Traylor puts one up off. No good. Gets it back again. This one is up and good for Traylor. And Traylor with 8 points. Three more for Traylor. And inbounds play contested by Amaya. And he draws the foul. So Amaya will pick up his second. 63-36. The score was 6-12 to play. Caveman in pretty good control. Won the third period 15-11. Into the forecourt quickly. Ball in the hands of Frabel. Frabel out front working against Amaya. Gives the ball left-hand side quickly to number two, Lobo with the basketball. Check that. That's Kimmerly again on the drive. They lost the ball out of bounds. They went to Scott. Scott lost the ball out of bounds off of one of the cavemen. Either Traylor or Rosetta working down low. It'll be Roseburg's ball inbounds to the end line. They're into the floor. Traylor getting a little breather. He's played most of the game tonight as Berg checks back in. 63-36. Law pass way out front straight. Rolls through his hands and picks it up in the backcourt. Not a backcourt violation. I'm not sure why. Lead pass up left-hand side quickly out to Lobo. Shot is up and off. And a whistle stops the action. I think a foul called on Grant's pass. I did not see it. Number 12, Abaya. Third team foul, third foul for Abaya. Third team foul for Grant's pass in this period. Going to the free throw line, number four, the one you don't want to send there. He's 6 of 7 so far with 12 points in the basketball game. Now make that 13, 7 of 8. 63-37, one more shot coming for Frabel. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound Rosetta, traffic clears. Jordan brings it down into the forecourt. Shovels right-hand side quickly. Shot is up by Bronx. Buries the three. Oh, that's his second three. He's having a career night, too. Long pass down low. Ball stolen away by... stolen away by Gerlitz. He was picked up by Rosetta and handed the ball. Back out front, Amaya drives, goes all the way, lays one up, it's off, no good. Foul called. Amaya will go to the free throw line. Who's this one going against? Number 11, Sprigg. It is. That'll be the fourth on Sprigg going to the free throw line. is Abisaiya Maya. I don't have a record of Amaya going to the free throw line before, but I remember he had one. He does have one now. He's one for one so far, according to my unofficial statistics. Rosetta sits down, gets a round of applause from the home fans. What a night for the young man as Dirk checks in. So we've got both Ealy's on the floor, both Ealy's, Dirk and Bronx. Second shot is up and good for Amaya. The inbounds play comes to Scott in the backcourt. Shoulder to shoulder with Bronk into the forecourt. Left-hand side keeps the dribble alive. Elevates from 22 feet off. No good. Long rebound chased down by Bronk in the corner. Turn comes back on the run down the right-hand sideline. Checks the lane. One on four. He attacks the four. Goes up. Misses the shot. Rebound. Sprague. Sprague leads the pass bound. Back to Harrison. Shot is up off glass. No good. Foul called. Is this going to be on Amaya again? No. Foul called on Berg, and Berg will pick up his fourth. Going to the free throw line, number three is Harrison Scott. Has 8 points in the basketball game on two threes and a two. Shot is up, off, no good. And Roseburg goes deep into their bench, too, as number 25 comes in. That's Jake Chartier. Not seen him playing three games. This one is up and good. So he's one for two, has 9 points in the basketball game. Checking in for Grants Pass, number 15 comes in. That's Matthew Bayard. So Bayard's on the floor. Both teams have gone deep into their bench right now. Bronk sits down once again with a career night. Ball left-hand side to Berg. Down low to Bayard in the corner. Back out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz, left front court. Ezrum gets in the paint, kicks the ball right back to Bayard. Baird slides to right-hand side. 15-footer on the way. It's no good. Rebound fought for and jump ball. As that was Gerlitz battling for it. On the alternate possession rule, jump ball called. I think the final reserve for the Roseburg Indians have just checked in, so we don't know anybody on the floor, and there's 4 minutes left to play. 68-38 is the score. Grants Pass leading by 30 here. Inbounds play in the backcourt. We'll pick it up as best we can for the Roseburg Indians. Oh, this is number 10. That's Brown. Brown out front. Drives to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to a number 23. That's Palm. Palm out front with a basketball. Surrounded now on the right wing. Gives the ball high post quickly to number 14. That's Michael. Shot is up from the corner. Off no good. Rebound chased out of bounds. Going to be Roseburg basketball. It's going to be Roseburg basketball. 68-38. 3:36 to play. Fourth period. Right back here on Friday night, folks. South Eugene, Axe will be in town. Should be a great game. Inbounds play, looking for an alley-oop. Didn't happen. Caveman tie up the basketball. It's jump ball called again. Alternate possession rule. This ought to be Grant's passes ball. 68-38 to score. 3:16 to play. In the backcourt, the ball comes to Amaya. Comes down uncontested. Right inside. Slides down out between the circles now. Looks left and right. Looking for something to happen in the paint. Gives the ball left-hand side to Bayard. Bayard wing left-hand side. Bumps once. Gives the ball to Berg. Berg top of the key. Right-hand side to Amaya. Amaya top of the key. Gives the ball off to Gerlitz. Left-hand side. Gerlitz backs away. 12 on the shot clock. Right-hand side corner. It's Amaya on the drive. Gets in the paint. Bumps once. Then goes up with the shot. That's good. And Amaya gets his first field goal tonight. He's got 4 points. It's 70-38. Kimberly gets the inbounds play in the backcourt for the Roseburg Indians. Slides to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off. Man almost lose the basketball. It was bounced off his feet. That's Michael picking it up. Turns, drives. Gets it back to Kimberly. Shoots for three in the corner, and it's up and good for Kimberly. Kimberly gets his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. 70-41 on the drive. Amaya drops it right-hand side. Clicking to Bayard. Launches three. It's good. First points, I think. First varsity points for Bayard. 73-41, ball right-hand side. On the attack, the Roseburg Indians almost lose the ball on Dirk's defense. Bounced out to Kimberly. Kimberly for three. It won't go. Rebound, long rebound into the hands of Amaya. Amaya comes down the floor, out front between the circles. Goes right-hand side quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz from 23, and this one's off. No good. Now we're shooting long range, folks. Kimberly gets the rebound for the Indians. Slides down the right-hand side. Berg picks him up, bounce pass down low, stolen away by Gerlitz. Kicks the ball back right inside to Dirk. Dirk puts the ball on the floor, coming back with a minute 36 to play. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Drives, gets in the paint, lays one off the front of the rim. Won't go. Rebound taken down by the Indians, number 22. I don't have number 22 Right hand side turn. It's 23. Pardon me. Drives. Gets in the paint. Spins. Puts up a shot that's good. That's 23. Ben Palm. His first field goal of the night. 73-43. 30-point difference right now. Amaya brings the ball down. Calls a play as he crosses the timeline. A minute left to play. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes right hand side to Dirk. Left hand side. The ball goes high to Berg. Berg on the wing. Back out front to Bayard. Right hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz protects the basketball. Drives the free throw line. Penetrates. Tried to go up with a shot. Was stripped of the basketball. He went up and fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul going to be called on number 14. It is Michael. His second at the free throw line. No shots. Oh, I thought he was. Well, I didn't hear. Bayard going to make the inbounds play for the Cavemen. They get it down low to Dirk. And the paint. Little hook shot. Won't go. Rebound taken down by the Indians. They give the ball back to Palm. Palm lead pass right hand side quickly to Brown. Brown back inside. Shot is up and blocked by Dirk. They were shooting for a number 15 coming down once again. Is that Chartier? Chartier. Inbounds play coming from Michael for the Roseburg Indians. Goes right hand side in the corner to Brown. Brown tries to attack along the baseline. Tries to back in on the Maya. Can't do it. Goes around him though. Little half hook shot is up and good for Palm. 7:45, 20 seconds on the clock. Cavemen bring the ball down in Gerlitz's hands. Out in front of everybody. Shot clock is off. Bounce pass right-hand side to Amaya. We'll just run this clock out 10 seconds. Final score going to be 73-45, folks. That's the final score as time is about to run out. 2-1 mark. That's your basketball game. Cavemen lead it once again 73-45. We'll recap it all for you, folks, when we come back right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, final score 73-45. The Cavemen win four in a row right now, a four-game winning streak, 73-45 over the Roseburg Indians here at Heater Newman Gym. Cavemen scoring, Cavemen led by 28-7 at the end of the first period. Won the second period, 16-18 to make it 44-25. Won the third period 15-11 to make it 59-36 and won the fourth period 14-9, 73-45 the final score. Grants Pass scoring came on 30 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were an 8 of 14 from the free throw line. That's 57%. We'll whistle for 13 fouls compared to, 13 fouls for both teams tonight. Roseburg scoring came on 16 field goals, 4 three-pointers. They were 9 of 13 from the free throw line. That's about 65%, 9 of 13. So those are some of the numbers that we have right now. I usually have a coach here by this point, and he is on his way right now as we speak. But certainly a couple of big games tonight. See, for Rosetta and Dan Bronx, Ely each had career games tonight. Just sitting down with us now is head coach Nate Olson, picking up the microphones, joining us. And all right, coach, four in a row. You must be just pretty proud right now.
Yeah, you know, the guys have been putting in the work, and, you know, I think they're, you know, starting to see some of the benefits from that. So, I'm, you know, super proud of them for buying in and doing what we're asking. So, it's working right now. So,
yeah.
Take it.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, let me just throw out a name. Bronx Ely.
Yeah, you know, BX, you know, last game, it wasn't a great game for him. So, we had a
BX, is that
the nickname? Nickname, yeah.
BX.
Bronx got the X in it. So, yeah, we had a conversation and just, you know, wasn't his best effort. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of him to come back, you know, the exact next game and be super aggressive and really be locked in defensively and showing what I think he can be when he wants to be, when he's engaged. And I mean, he's a super athlete, as you can see. So when he wants to put that to its fullest, he's a tough matchup. So super proud of him.
That's the highest scoring total I've seen him have. Is that his career game, 14 points?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for varsity game for sure. But again, things we need, that's what we keep talking about, you know, as we're growing, is next guy up, you know. You know, Grady was super hard on himself today, didn't make the shots he felt he should make, but I felt, you know, I told him, I said, hey, you do so much more for this team, you know, defensively, you making the right play, making the right pass, you're in the right spot. But, you know,
he puts in a lot of minutes.
He does, you know, and that's the thing too, like, you're gonna miss some bunnies at times. But, you know, lately he's scoring well for us. So, you know, Bronx was there to step up for him tonight, which was great. It was awesome. He said if we can continue to be balanced and having guys stuff like that, you know, that's going to just make us that much more difficult down the road.
Jordan Rosetta tonight.
Yeah, you know, Jordan was patient. I really feel like, you know, he was patient. The guys did a decent job, especially early on, of just getting in the ball, getting into our actions so that they couldn't double him as quick. And he took advantage of what he had, you know. And again, things our guys, our basketball IQ, like, hey,
seemed to have a little softer touch around the bucket.
He did. You know, he did a good job getting good position and giving himself a good angle on some of those stuff. Some we've been talking about is really trying to just post him up in a better spot. And I think our guys did a really good job today of getting him the ball in a better spot as well. You know, letting him just catch and go to a move instead of catching or, you know, trying to corral the pass. So, again, our guys did a great job getting him the rock tonight and screening and getting him open.
I had him for 22 points in the first half, and I had him for this is high math for me.
Yeah.
31 points in the game. That's the highest total I've seen him have this year. Have you seen him do any better?
No, I think, yeah, I think he had 29 against him the first time.
I've seen him 29 a couple times.
You know, and, again, honestly, he probably could have more, but I think he was doing a good job of trying to get his teammates involved. And again, the guys were doing a good job of getting him really good touches for him early. So it was they shared the wealth tonight, which was proud of him for that.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to get everybody a point or two there.
Yeah, you know, we're always trying. Again, this guy's put in all the work. You know, they deserve a chance. And so, yeah, again, they worked hard. I think, I mean, maybe Dirk didn't get a bucket, but,
he got a notice.
He did. He got a block, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, he did. But, again, all those guys worked so hard, and I'm just couldn't be more proud. You know, missing Branson tonight, you never know. Again, he's kind of that high motor, high energy guy for us, scrappy. I thought the guys did a good job. You know, Caden came in, started for us, and kind of provided some of that early on and got downhill early. And then I think, you know, you said Bronx came in off the bench and really kind of sparked us as well. Preston Gerlitz did a solid job as well in there tonight for us.
All right, you've named everybody on the roster, coach. Good job.
Well, Matt Bayard hit a three. I'm proud of him. Got to get him in there. No, he did great too. So
yeah, that was a nice. Does he have good three? Is that a shot you rely on?
No. I mean, Matty's. We're working on it. He's more of a downhill. Does a real good job of contributing our getting us in our sets. He's kind of bit, like, he's a Westenberg for me. Just kind of that guy that you don't want him picking you up full on a night and night out basis.
He's
so,
a bulldog, huh?
Exactly, 100%. He, you know, is just pure effort. And, you know, again, it's a skill that not everybody wants to use, but he chooses to use it. So.
Okay, team ought to be at a pretty good high right now and playing with a lot of confidence because they're going to need that this Friday night, the Axe from South Eugene coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. You know, four in a row, it's great for us. I hope they know, again, it's a victim. It's their success. It's their work they're putting into getting the success for them. A big game because now we talked about, you know, tonight was we got to continue to work on things. We got to get better. And a lot of it, some of it, I mean, it might not be for tonight, but it's got to be for Friday and Tuesday and those games down the stretch here.
Right. Going back to that South Eugene game, I left there feeling like we could beat that team?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were shot the ball so poorly in the first half. I mean, we're probably, what, 0-10, 0-11 from behind the arc with guys that normally making shots for us. So, you know, again, I think we can do it. We match up, you know, pretty well with them, I think. Again, they want to get out and run, so we got to be able to slow them down. Not let their shooters get going like we did
the
last time.
You keep saying that, Scott. Coach, you keep putting up 70 points.
I know. You know, we'll take it. But again, I feel like we did a good job. But we took good shots. I mean, that's the key for me. I mean, I don't mind if we get out. I mean, great. I want to score 70 all the time too. But we got to be able to limit our turnovers and do that. And I think in the past few games we've done that. And when I think that's also why we're scoring when we're not turning the ball over and we're getting shot attempts. You know, that's going to obviously help your up on the scorecard.
All right, once again, we mentioned the team's got to be sky high right now, full of confidence. How are you going to handle them between now and Friday?
Just status quo. You know, Wednesday we kind of really be physical, work, and just get after it, get some shots up, and then kind of put in, you know, game plan on Thursday of what we're going to make. Again, a little bit different since we've already played them, so the guys have a better idea of what to look for. So not as much a game plan, more just some tweaks that we do here and there, watching some of their more recent film of what they've been doing and trying to, you know, slow down those their guys. So,
all right. Congratulations again, Coach. Good job tonight.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next Friday night right here at Heater Newman Gym. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply. Creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to get here pretty quickly here. I'm going to mention one Roseburg player. Their leading scorer was Tristan Frabel. He had 7 for 9 from the free throw line, 3 field goals, 13 points. He was their leading scorer. Now for Grants Pass, Matthew Bayard had one three-point shot, 3 points, no fouls. Dirk Ely got some minutes, didn't figure to my scoring line. Abisai Amaya, 4 points on a field goal, 2 for 2 shooting at the free throw line, and 3 fouls. Preston Gerlitz, 1 field goal, 2 points, no fouls. Bronx Ely had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, 14 points and a single foul. Caden Dedman, 2 field goals, 4 points and a single foul. Weston Berg, 2 field goals, 2 points, missed 2 free throws, 4 fouls. James Traylor, 4 field goals, missed 2 free throws, 8 points and a single foul. Grady McKittrick, a 2 and a 3, 5 points and 1 foul. And Jordan Rosetta had 12 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 31 points and 3 fouls. We'll talk about the player of the game when we come back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, to talk about the player of the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. In just a moment, right after this word from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Got to share this one tonight, folks. There's no question about it.
two players I just can't differentiate between, but had great games tonight. Bronx Ely once again with six field goals, 2 3-pointers, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. A new high, offensive high for Bronx, 14 points and a single foul. Shares that with Jordan Rosetta, who had 11, 12 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 31 points for Jordan Rosetta. Those are two players of the game. Had to share that to both of them, career highs. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tip our hat to Aaron Stone, staffing radio control. Executive producer is Brian Deonte. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 73, the Roseburg Indians 45. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited. 99.7 KJO.